Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 81 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. A free public medical clinic is open this week in Moorhead. The Round County Board of Education is considering how to use federal relief dollars. Kentucky residents are unable to get car tags renewed this week. A COVID outbreak in Woodford County has been linked to a local church service. Medical experts are concerned as the Delta variant of COVID moves into the Commonwealth. Lawmakers are focusing on critical race theory education in Kentucky schools. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly before midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a low around 69. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Free public medical clinics are now available to those needing services in several counties in the area. Operation Gateway Kentucky is an innovative readiness training mission by the United States Department of Defense that provides essential services at no cost to the community. Clinics have been set up in Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, and Rowan counties. Joshua Farrow is the executive director of the Gateway Area Development District. He says the services will help many in the region, but they are still in need of volunteers.
Anyone who would be interested in volunteering their time in the counties that the sites are located can visit our website, Gateway Area Development District, at gwadd.org/Operation Gateway. And there is an online form that individuals can fill out. They can select their location and the times that they wish to volunteer.
Farrow says volunteers will assist with general patient intake, directing patients to treatment areas, parking vehicles, and various sanitation upkeep. The clinics offer non-emergency medical treatment, vision, and dental services, among others. They're open to all individuals with no proof of residency required. The Rowan County Board of Education met in a special called meeting last week to review recommendations for how to allocate federal relief funds. The district is slated to receive nearly $8 million in a third round of elementary and secondary school emergency relief funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. Superintendent John Maxey recommended $650,000 in technological upgrades for classrooms throughout the district.
And so in order to be able to respond to a future pandemic, which we hope we never have to go through again, in order to respond to that, we need new upgraded technology. Technology will allow them to stream and work with students at home and work out of their classrooms. A lot of our teachers were having to work from home with technology that they just had. We didn't even have good quality products for them to use at home when they had to work from home.
Maxey also recommended the board approve a number of construction projects, including new HVAC systems at Tilden Hogg and Rodburn Elementary Schools, replacing the roof on the high school, and building a storage facility for the district. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet announced today that all county clerk offices are temporarily unable to process vehicle-related transactions due to intermittent system issues. County clerks use KYTC's automated vehicle information system to process transactions such as vehicle registration, transfers, and vehicle titling. The vehicle titling and registration system is experiencing intermission issues from a recent system implementation. The implementation is part of an effort to modernize license plate production and to support the cabinet's long-term goal of transferring all motor vehicle transactions from the 40-year-old Avis system to a new CAVIS system. No driver information has been impacted. Kentuckians are advised to contact the local county clerk office to ensure it's open for non-vehicular business and be prepared for delays. Kentuckians can renew vehicle registration online at drive.ky.gov. Central Kentucky's latest COVID-19 outbreak started in the county with the highest vaccination rate in the state. 40 new positive cases were reported last week and were linked to a church service in Woodford County. Officials say 80% of those who tested positive were not vaccinated. Cassie Prather is the public health director for the county. She tells LEX 18 she believes lab results will show the more transmissible Delta variant is at play.
If this were a different situation and 90% had been vaccinated, it makes it a whole lot more difficult for the variant to spread.
The average age of the infected individual is 40, but those who tested positive include children as young as 6 and seniors who are over 80. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is now the most dominant form of the virus in the United States. Experts say it has a heavier viral load, allowing it to spread more quickly. In Kentucky, doctors are paying attention to vaccination rates as Delta continues to spread, noting the biggest outbreaks are occurring in places with low vaccination rates. Health officials say current vaccines are 70 to 80% effective against the Delta variant. According to WKYT, Kentucky's vaccination rate is in the middle when compared nationally, but many rural areas in the state have lower rates. Meanwhile, the positivity rate in the Commonwealth stands at 3.1% as of Saturday. Experts say the more the virus spreads, the more likely more variants will surface. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
Two Lexington schools located along heavily traveled routes are getting safety upgrades thanks to an infusion of federal dollars. Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman delivered a $40,000 check to pay for overhead flashers, among other improvements near Lexington Universal Academy on Nicholasville Road and Liberty Elementary on Liberty Road. Acting Fayette Superintendent Marlene Helm said the latter facility sees its fair share of traffic.
Liberty Elementary is Fayette County's largest elementary school with over 700 students. It's located on one of the busiest roads in Lexington.
The Lieutenant Governor also used the trip to tour Liberty's Summer Ignite program, part of a series of summer sessions offered in the district. Kentucky lawmakers on the Interim Joint Education Committee focused their attention on critical race theory last week, but observers heard little in the way of arguments favoring the approach. The debate centered around critical race theory often boils down to defining critical race theory itself, which supporters describe it as a necessary corrective to a whitewashed version of history, and critics attacking what they see as a divisive theory rooted in Marxism and identity politics. Fayette County social studies teacher Delvin Azofefa was among the most vocal opponents at Tuesday's committee meeting, where he said CRT promotes a narrow understanding of history.
It doesn't consider any other causal factors for anything else, just racism. There's no denying that racism has played a major role in the history of America, but objectively, 2021 isn't even close to the levels of racism that was experienced in 1921.
The other big question is critical race theory being taught in Kentucky schools. Specific examples were hard to find in the discussion, but when pressed on what one lawmaker called stacks of evidence that CRT is being taught, State Education Commissioner Jason Glass says he's not aware of the subject coming up in classes.
I'm not sure where the pressure would be coming from in terms of pushing districts to teach it or not teach it, other than it's amplified in the dialogue that's taking place politically in the country right now.
The meeting was held to discuss a bill aimed at preventing K through 12 schools and public colleges and universities from teaching critical race theory. Kentucky State Representative Attica Scott is taking on longtime Democratic Congressman John Yarmuth in the race for the state's only congressional seat held by Democrats. Scott is one of two black women in Kentucky's legislature. She's also a community activist and former Louisville City Councilwoman. She said the campaign for U.S. House is something her supporters have been asking for.
And I've been asked by a lot of young people and young Black women who are looking for leadership that they can turn to and say it reflects them, it reflects their values and their visions and their life experiences.
Yarmouth is currently in his eighth term in Congress and occupies an influential post as chairman of the House Budget Committee. Some lawmakers say they want the Postal Service to delay until next year a mail price hike slated for the end of summer. The move would raise the price of first-class mail from 55 to 58 cents. The letter sent this week to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy comes as Congress considers major postal reform legislation. Earlier this month, the House Committee on Oversight and Reform unanimously passed the Postal Service Reform Act of 2021, which would restructure employee pension and health care obligations. Former New York Congressman and chairman of the Package Coalition, John McHugh, says without the bill, there will be serious consequences for package affordability.
It would be a stunning blow to those particularly small businesses who rely upon the Postal Service for the timely delivery of their packages to their customers. And it'd be a stunning blow to customers who obviously would have to foot the bill.
The bill is estimated to save the Postal Service around $40 to $50 billion over the next decade. If passed, it would be the first major overhaul to the Postal Service in 15 years. The Kentucky Public Service Commission has rejected proposed rate hikes by Louisville Gas and Electric Company and Kentucky Utilities, setting new rate increases lower than what the companies had asked for. Advocates are calling the decision a win for consumers. Metro Housing Coalition Executive Director Kathy Kuhn explains the average bill of a typical customer will increase by around 7% per month, or an additional $8.
We don't like to see any increase in our gas or electric rate, but we were very pleased to see that the increase was much less than what the company was initially asking for.
The companies also must comply with a so-called stay-out provision that prevents another rate increase from being implemented before July 2025. Meanwhile, Kentucky Public Service Commission has authorized a struggling Eastern Kentucky water district to increase its customer rates. The commission said last week the increase for Martin County is necessary to prevent the district from falling further into financial and operational distress. The small Appalachian Water District is $1 million in debt. The commission says the increase is needed to avoid a shutdown or being placed into receivership. The approved rates will increase the bill of a typical residential customer by nearly $6. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon hours, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 82. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 67. Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers, thunderstorms possible in the late morning hours, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., partly cloudy overnight with a low around 67. And for your Thursday, a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon hours, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Jonathan Burton, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, Shamari Mosley, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.